Welcome to the Good Morning Show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Carrie Berry, here with your host, Ted.
Morning, friends. Grab a coffee and a smoke and your tinfoil hats again.
Yeah.
I guess, best way to say it. We got a new segment this week.
Right.
Hope you enjoy it. If you don't, tell me. Use our email, thegmshow@mail.com. Feel free, any comments, criticisms, questions, whatever,
suggestions.
Yeah, anything. What do you want to hear? We do this crap for about 22 of you, it seems. And that's awesome. And I'm totally content with that. There's 22 people in the world that would listen to me on a regular basis and my lovely wife right here. So thank you. And I want to do stuff that you guys enjoy. So please give it to us any way you can. Once again, that is thegmshow@mail.com. Not Gmail. It's just mail. .com. So we got a couple things, some happenings going on. One big one early in the week. So we tackled that right away.
Yeah.
With the freshest information. I know by now tons of things have changed. I'm not even paying attention to anything right now.
We discussed the train in this episode and we did record it the evening.
Yeah.
FYI while you're listening.
Yeah.
We are also going to get into Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Today.
A little bit about Bigfoot. I've been looking at that stuff. And we just like to say Happy Easter to you guys, too.
Yeah.
So,
Happy Easter.
We hope you have a good Easter.
We love you.
We love you.
We're going to go ahead and break to a commercial. We'll be right back.
From Slapahoe Falls, Wisconsin, Deep Dick's Beer brings to you American Heroes of Racism. This week's American Hero of Racism is Black Rock. He can always be counted on to spread the hate wherever it's needed. This is a man who devotes his time to study African-American culture and even African culture so he can learn to troll darkies even better than ever. So one day he might be stirring the pot in a centuries-old African tribal war, perhaps leading to the death of villages. So here's to you, BlackRock. An American Hero of Racism. We salute you, brother. From Slapahoe Falls, Wisconsin, Deep Dick's Beer brings to you American Heroes of Racism.
Okay, Mr. Crawford, you are under oath, are you not?
I am under oath.
I'd like you to answer a couple of questions.
Fire away.
Were you involved in a motor vehicle accident on March the 5th, 2023?
I was.
Can you tell me about it?
Well, I was heading west on County Highway C in Kenosha County when the defendant ran a stop sign and T-boned me. He was driving his big-ass pickup with a horse carrier on the back. Sent me into the ditch, totaled my van.
Were you injured in that accident?
Yes, I was. I had a broken leg.
Well, at the scene, you reported no injuries, correct?
Yes.
Well then, why did you wait so long to claim your injuries? Did you perhaps injure your leg after the accident? And you're falsely accusing my client in order to get his insurance to pay for your medical care?
Listen, I broke my leg in the accident and I can explain why it took so long to report the injury.
Please do, Mr. Crawford. I'd love to hear this.
Well, I was heading down Highway C, going into Kenosha, when right as I cross County Road MB, the defendant, Mr. Horton, blows the stop sign, T-bones my van, sends me just spinning and rolling over into the ditch. I'm thrown out, and as I'm thrown out of the windshield and I land in all that grass and those bushes, two horses from his carrier get ejected too. Boom, boom, right down on top of me. Broke my leg. That pain was so bad, it was like fire. My head really wasn't working. And these horses, they're all braying and bleating and whatever the horses do when they're in pain. And it is just broken bones and blood everywhere.
Go on, Mr. Crawford.
Okay, now after I don't know how long, Mr. Horton and the sheriff come walking up to survey the damage of the accident. And I can see him from my position. He's at that first horse. That first horse is sitting there, and you can just see the bone in his leg sticking right out. And that poor horse is in so much pain. And I could just identify him with it, because I'm looking down at my leg, and I got a bone poking out of my leg too. So the sheriff, well, he just throws back his jacket, and you could see the glint in the sunlight off that big old 44 Magnum right down on his waist. And he thumbs that holster open and he draws that big old hand cannon out and he asks Mr. Horton, what's wrong with this horse? And he says, well, it's got a broke leg. Boom! Right in the head. Nothing more from the horse. Maybe one more kick, but that thing is just stone dead. Slowly walks up to the second horse. Asks Mr. Horton the same question. What's wrong with this? Before Mr. Horton could say broke leg, he thumbed that pistol another time. Right between the eyes. Boom! And the horse is graveyard dead. So he turns his head, looks right to me, and he says, what's wrong with you? And I said, not a goddamn thing! It's time to open the mailbag with Ted and Carrie. All right, well, welcome to a new segment on the show called From the Mailbag, where we're going to look at our email and see what kind of fan mail, critiques, comments, compliments that we receive. So, Carrie, did we get anything?
We finally got our first email to the Good Morning Show email address.
Outstanding. Who's it from? Is it from, like, a big fan?
Potentially.
Okay.
They don't mention the show. Let's...
Really?
Let's read it.
Okay. Maybe they're just... They're not going after fame. You know, they want to... be hangers-oners or anything like that, whatever that word is. Hanger-oners or hang-oners? I don't know. Okay. Let's see. Let's see who this is.
Well, this one is from Jolima Winde.
I don't know that person.
Hello, good day. My name is Jolima Winde, born on May 23rd, 1994, in Freetown, Sierra Leone.
Where's that? Oh, yeah, I don't know. Okay.
Somewhere in Africa, maybe?
Probably.
I am a nephew of Fode Sanko, the rebel leader of Sierra Leone.
Ooh, wow.
It's kind of impressive.
Like the Princess Leia of Sierra Leone.
Opposed to the government of President Ahmad Tejane Keba.
Ooh, that sounds Muslim.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? The former leader.
Well, that's good. They beat him.
I have been in exile.
Why? Exile, like Napoleon?
That can't be good.
That's no. Wow, that's already an interesting
cast
person.
Him out.
I hope they're a fan. It's kind of we got a kind of a diverse fan base, obviously.
Yeah, clearly we do have
rebels.
We do have a listener in Africa.
Yeah, this was probably them.
Maybe
that dot in Africa.
Maybe.
Wow. All right.
No disrespect to you.
Okay.
Friend in Africa. I got your contact on the internet during a search for a reliable personality who will be entrusted with an investment.
That's a red flag right there. Why would you entrust me with any investment?
We've been getting into crypto lately.
Yeah, it's true. I could see trust in you, but me? I'll be off betting on the ponies by 3 p.m.
Well, let's keep reading.
Okay.
I'm currently residing at Porto Novo, Benin Republic, due to political war in my country.
More war in his country?
Wow.
Africa? Warlike?
Mm.
At war? On fire?
I don't know.
Strange.
My mother was killed on January 4th, 2002.
Oh, I lost my father in 2002. Mm. Sorry, Jolima. It sucks.
During Sierra Leone's civil war, and my father decided to go exile with me because I am the only child for my family. So sad that my father passed away on November 25th. 2021.
Damn, around Thanksgiving. Wow. Shitty time to go.
Both of his parents gone.
Okay.
During the war, my late father made a lot of money through the sales of diamonds.
Uh-oh, nose alert.
Sale of diamonds.
Nose alert.
To the tune of USD $10,200,000, in parentheses, $10,200,000 United States dollars.
Spent. Wow.
This money is currently and secretly kept at
well, why'd you tell
ECOWAS,
us?
ECOWAS, E-C-O-W-A-S,
Secrets
Security
out,
Company.
Secrets out.
Here in Porto Novo, Benin.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to sell this to the highest bidder.
Yeah. Because of... Almost done here, you guys. Because of the political turmoil, which still exists in Africa...
No way.
I cannot invest it alone. Hence, am soliciting your help to take these funds into your custody for an investment.
Okay, I'll hold your money for you, pal.
And I want to add here that if you agree, 35% of the total worth of the fund will be yours after deducting your total expenses incurred.
Jackpot!
During the clearing of the fund in Cotonou, Benin.
Wow.
That 35% is $3,570,000. In parentheses, spelled out, $3,570,000.
Wow. So life-changing money, guys.
Weren't consistent there and there.
All right.
The way they said the dollar amounts. But anyway, that much is yours out of the total fund after we confirmed the fund there. Please contact this email, jolima_winday@yahoo.com.
All right, writing that down.
Enabling me to respond fast. Thanks. I'm anticipating your response.
Well, Carrie, I don't know, but I'm thinking, let's go.
We're going to be millionaires.
Yeah. See ya, suckers. Wow, that shit's still out. They're still doing this fucking scam. Does this ever work anymore? I mean, who do you have to be? Who are they preying on for this one still? This is like falling for a banana peel type shit. You know? Yeah. It's just crazy. It must be on some like automated system. There's some AI, ChatGPT that just generates scams.
Who does this work on, though? Young people? Young stupid people?
I don't know.
Old people like aren't
doing
these kinds of things and reading emails from other people.
Yeah.
You know, like how my mom is just absolutely terrified that everything's trying Boomers to get her
information. Boomers got even more terrified of technology as it went on. They were there for a bit and then just got even stupider than they were before the VCR. In the last 10 years, they're like dumber than they, you know what I'm saying? Like pre-VCR knowledge of any technology now. What do you mean the power button? The fucking button you turn it on with.
You've had these.
So I don't know who this works on. I just say that'd be very apropos for the show. Our first bit of fan mail is a Nigerian scam. So yeah, I say hit him back, give him our bank information, tell him to drop that money in there, and then when the money's in there, boom, we go dark.
Take the money and run.
The whole $10 million.
Oh, he won't see that coming.
No, he's not prepared for our superior intellect. So I think we got a $10 million on our hands here. All right, sweet. Well, so long. Adios. We're rich.
We're never coming back.
All right, guys, I hope this one hits. If it doesn't, my bad. And now for weather on the whatevers, here's your weatherman, Archie Hegsworth. Take it away, Archie.
It's raining outside. I want to be rain. I want to go to a snowing out day.
And now the news with Carrie and Ted. All right, breaking news. Pajit's crashed into a bridge and fucked the whole thing up. At least that's the OS right now. It's the official story for those of us in the industry, the OS. So why don't you mark that down in your little notebooks right now so you can keep up with us. Now we're going to talk about this Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore collapse. Holy shit. When I went out for my morning smoke, that was the first thing I saw. And I was like, did this happen a long time ago? I had no idea, you know, it was early, I'm having my first cigarette, and it's all I'm seeing on TikTok is this video of this ship crashing and shipping, you know, normal boat, barge, whatever, carrying in cargo into that port over there, which is a major hub for Baltimore and DC's imports and stuff like that. And it crashes, it takes the Francis Scott Key Bridge out, and right after the terrorist attack in Moscow? What are the odds? What the hell is going on here? Because when you think of it like that, blowing up a bridge and doing all that shit, that's not like an operation I think that you could just, all right, do it. That's something that has to be set up. So whatever happened on the bridge was not, in my opinion, in retaliation for those 138 people, which is an odd number, killed in Moscow. You know, those four Turkestanis. So, you know, initially you might think this is something like Putin's response, which I'm shocked they're not painting it as, but maybe in the false flag community they're starting to learn, so they're not coming out with the culprit right away. But the timing looks weird, but this doesn't look like something you could just pull the trigger on.
But it is also a little early for there to be an official narrative. I think. The official narrative always develops over time.
Yeah, and we forget about it in retrospect. Months, years later, you don't remember that there was that foggy time. Mm-hmm. Now, they did have a couple things. Like, Sandy Hoax was, like, packaged. Right. They had everything that mm-hmm. day.
Well, but they had it the day before.
Yeah, when they actually did it.
And we're posting about it on Facebook.
Yeah, we're posting about it on Facebook. But I think this is... It looked like the bridge was wired.
Yeah, it kind of did.
Because that ship hit the pylon, and it just... It's like fucking Jenga.
All of the different videos that we're seeing, what I'm seeing on Twitter, there's... You can't really tell. I can't necessarily tell that if there's explosives, but then there was videos that you were showing that were pretty obvious. Yeah.
But then again, so you got AI right now, too. Anymore.
Yeah.
You can run one of these original videos through AI, and I imagine you could easily add little poofs, little shitty grainy poofs at the joints. We're in no man's land right now for this shit. Nobody's in living memory's been here. This amount of confusion and deception going on, that's how you know who we're fighting against. Whoever fights with deception, who are those ones? We all know who they are. We don't gotta say it. We say it all the time.
Yeah, we do.
But so right now, it appears that something went wrong at the controls of this ship, and the captain tried to reboot the system, and that's why there looked like a power outage, and then the power mm-hmm. came back on as he had to poof the system, and then it just kind of goes right into the pylon. When you look at it in fast forward, like a time 3 speed, it really does look like it just takes a sharp 90 degree turn into the freaking pylon.
Yeah, I think you showed me a TikTok of it.
So that gives me pause to wonder, like, is this a cyber attack? Is this the cyber attack we've been waiting for? You know, that they've been talking about for years, that the Russians or the North Koreans or the Iranians or whoever they need us to be aggressive against to grift off of us, you know, that they were supposed to execute. So I'm waiting for that to come out. Because right now they're already saying it's not terrorism. Mm-hmm. But this is day one of it. How can you come out and say there's no terrorist involvement? Which makes me think that they directly know that there is. I don't even know, Carrie. This is so cloak and dagger when you start getting to think about it. Is it even worth thinking about?
The lies go so deep, I don't know where to stop with it.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it's like everything's like a psyop of a psyop of a psyop of a psyop.
You could just keep going. Peeling the onion back to insanity.
And it starts to make me feel crazy after a while.
Yeah, after a while it does. Like, oh, what if they did this? Oh, but they'll know I would think that they would think it.
Exactly.
No, retard, you're in your head.
But they do that.
Yeah,
they do that. Yeah. They plant things for people like us.
As a professional gang stalker,
I was
taught that when gang stalking a target. No, I just, gang stalking TikTok is kind of interesting. But we'll go to that later. Yeah, this looked really... really bad. It's an Indian crew. So my initial thought is that they were probably all shitting and someone wasn't at the wheel. I mean, think about it. They might have had to go to their designated shitting decks.
Yeah, yeah.
And then everybody's over there and no one's manning the helm. So apparently right now there's only 6 dead. It's the construction crew. There was a late night construction going on that bridge. And of course they ate it. When this first happened early today, like early this morning, 6, 7, 8, 9 in the morning, there was a lot of shit going around. And it just seemed so fast. You know, some lady had some story cooked up mm-hmm. about her brother-in-law as a trucker. This is what I saw after I realized what was going on with this bridge being taken out. Mm-hmm. That it happened this morning at 1:28 their time in Baltimore, so Eastern time. 1:28 a.m. is what I heard, that it crashed into there.
According to CNN, around 1:30 a.m.
Okay. So, yeah. I heard it was 1:28 and some gay gematria shit with shipping container or something like that equals 1:28 too, like shipping disaster or something. I'll have to look at that. But yeah, there's some gematria that adds up with it. So this morning, it's all only happened, but there was already so much... like packaged social media heartstrings posting. So what I got after that, I realized that, oh my God, I thought this had to be dozens of people dead.
Yeah.
I didn't know what time it was that it happened. I know it was at night, but I didn't know if this happened when we went to bed last night, you know, or in the middle of the night. It looked like a whole shit ton of people should have died. The whole fucking bridge just falls down into the water.
Yeah, it does seem a bit fishy to me too. Now, I'm not an engineer.
No, but it's weird. No, our infrastructure is shit and has been for a very long time.
That's
see,
true.
This is where we're going to that back and forth conspiracy onion peeling right now. Think about it. We're going, oh, well, the infrastructure sucks. But then again, it would be a perfect opportunity to grift a bunch of money. Because obviously Biden already said Baltimore is getting whatever they need money-wise. They already have it.
Okay.
They're going to get it. Now, did you see their mayor?
Yeah.
DeCapricorn Nogsworth? I don't think that's his real name. But the mayor of Baltimore looks like he's like 26. He's on a 12, WB show or CW, whatever it is now. Yeah, I don't know. It was WB when I was a kid. And then CW now. Yeah, like a CW show. He's got that weird professional afro thing going. Looks like one of the fucking kids in the Boondocks. That comic strip cartoon. Mm-hmm. That's probably why he got elected, and it's probably how he ran. No, I'm not shitting you. He just looks like whatever one of them little fuckers from the Boondocks, the super smart, you know, black children that we see all the time.
And
you
now
know,
they have a
super smart genius super level smart Huey
black
Newton
child as a mayor.
Yeah, yeah. Now they do. Yeah, they have some young black dude. What the fuck is going on? It's like they just mixed a bunch of psyops. Threw it all into a batch and had AI and ChatGPT put a psyop together, or like 20 psyops they had, and this is what they got. And it's gonna work. They're gonna get their grift. They're gonna build the bridge, but it's not gonna cost that much money for what we're gonna spend. This is like a payoff. I think this is like insurance scams. This is how they pay their buddies off that helped them out.
Mm-hmm. Right, like even like how 9/11.
Well, we're not going to get a new Francis Scott Key bridge until the old one collapses. Well, let's collapse the motherfucker in the middle of the night. They're already doing construction on it, so they probably have not a whole lot of traffic going on it at night. And to them, a crew of guys, fucking A, man. Like, if this is, I don't want to get all emotional to it, because it's not emotional, but I don't want to get too attached to it because everything's fake and gay. But I don't doubt that they would kill a crew of construction guys just to get their way. And then they get their grift bucks. And they do this disaster. And now this whole area is going to be a magnet for federal money. Here come the parasites. So all the parasites that help Dickhead and his whole gang of commies get power, they're all going to get paid off. So all the D.C. and all the Baltimore people are going to get their money. They're going to get their other payoff. And then they get a bridge. It's not going to be as good as the last one if it was any good. Think about who's going to put this shit together. Mm-hmm. By the time they are putting the new bridge up, I bet you there's a whole shit ton of DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, construction firms are going to get these contracts.
Yeah.
So you got those grift bucks too. Then you got to go quality of work. What are you going to get? In your Hollywood, in the Hollywood brain says you're going to get this wonderful diversity created bridge that's going to be the best bridge, and it's gonna be a bridge of color, you know, and all this wonderful magical it'll be the magical Negro bridge. So this magical Negro bridge, it will have problems, and that is too important of an area to our infrastructure, to our supply chain, to allow it to be in the hands of anything to do with the whole diversity train. Because if it was any good, you wouldn't need it. You wouldn't fucking need it. Money talks, bullshit walks. There's not firms full of able-bodied women of color that could put this shit together that aren't getting it because they're women of color and everybody's racist. No, it's because they either suck or there's something about them.
Well, women shouldn't be doing things like that anyway.
Yeah, I know. But
they don't have the shoulders. I mean, come on. Let's be serious. I think that's so ridiculous. Like, when I see the girl on the construction crew and she's got the sign, and I'm like, that's because she can't do anything else.
Yeah, and that is a load of shit. Because A, that job is for someone who, you know, could use the break. That's like a break day. That's when you've been getting hosed at work. Like, you've had some bullshit duty for a while, or you've been getting fucked, and your foreman's gonna be like, all right, I'll give you flag duty for a couple days, rest your ass up. You've been busting your ass. Or you're hurting.
Right, I was going to say, you know, the guy you're hurt.
You're not
back.
Feeling it. Yeah, and that's all you can do. So no, this chick who can't shovel asphalt, you know, can't run a hammer, jackhammer.
Mm-hmm. And then even if she did try to get in there and shovel the asphalt, she'd be real slow at it because she's a girl.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I worked with women sometimes, and it my personal experiences aren't very good. Plus, everybody's like, there's this whole dick thing with the rest of the fucking crew. When no matter what this chick looks like, everybody's got to show off for her
because
she's a chick.
Yeah.
And that's not fair to her because she's got 45 dicks in her fucking face. You know? Even if it's just
it's like not even directed at her mouth. It's just everybody's pulling their dicks out. Now mine's coming out too now, asshole. I'm trying to read over here and talk shit. So I'm not a fan, personally.
Yeah, it's just drama.
It does bring drama. And the girls I knew that were getting these jobs, they were these young, hot college chicks who wanted a fucking tan. They wanted to get paid $25 an hour to get a fucking tan and to... But I'm just going to say cock tease the whole fucking crew. That was what these specific chicks were talking about. Looking good, you know, for all these hot construction guys. They're getting fat fucks. You know, it's a fucking road crew. The dude in the music video isn't really in there. It's fucking Pablo. He's about 5'6", 235. He's strong as fuck. He runs a hell of a hammer. You know, he's a good fucking worker. Fuck yeah, he's great. You know, you got Frank, the beer-bellied Packer fan asshole who smells like cow shit and beer farts, you know? That's who she gets. And then she's, oh my God. And of course, these dudes got boners. This fucking 21-year-old hot chick, totally not dressed for this job. Real, you know, she's got the boots. She's got everything she's supposed to have. But come on.
Mm-hmm.
You're fucking bullshit. You can't keep your attention on your work and your dick at the same time. It's just, it's a whole shitty situation.
Well, that was why schools were segregated, yeah. Boys and girls.
I think everybody probably would have benefited from that. But I guess homo shit goes on in those boys' schools.
Mm.
I could see that.
The abuse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need good teachers, good men teaching them that literally put a stop to any of that grab-ass bullshit right away. You know, by being up everybody's ass all the time. And then the problem is in those positions attract people who want to fuck those boys.
Right. That's a big problem.
So yeah, it's just, it never worked for me. And when I was part of in that situation, I didn't particularly enjoy it. It was a bunch of extra bullshit. I prefer my construction crews white. So yeah, I never liked that. But getting back to the whole thing with the crew, maybe a crew of like six guys apparently died. That's fucking horrible. To do this.
They're assuming.
Yeah, assuming to do this big scam. But like I said, everything was packaged up this morning. So they had everything ready to go by 6. So it would be 7:30 in the morning because they're Eastern Standard Time, mm-hmm. out in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. So within 6 hours, there is social media posts, TikToks made about personal stories. And one is this woman whose brother-in-law is a truck driver. Mm-hmm. And they were supposed to get dinner together. She wanted to take him to some restaurant, and he had turned it down and picked up a load that was going to bring him in this morning. He was in Baltimore this morning, and she woke up and the bridge was down, and you know she was trying to text him. And on my second cigarette of the day, I'm like, oh, it's really sad. And then my schizo brain kicks in. It's like, okay, this is weird. How is all this shit all right? This lady is making TikToks about it.
Right,
6 hours. Okay, when did she find out he died? What would that be reasonably? 5:30 my time in the morning?
And she's
already got a TikTok collected out. There's also like 6 different angles of this thing, of this crash. Who the fuck is out there at 1:28 in the morning taking a picture of the goddamn bridge? Are they just construction enthusiasts or something? Just taking pictures of bridge enthusiasts.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah, in the middle of the night.
No, that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Where does all this shit come from? Every time you see one of these, like the lady on the "These Motherfucker Ain't Real" on the plane, why was somebody taking a photo, a video of her, you know, the climactic moment of this encounter? Like this guy just got his fucking camera out in time.
About that, the lady that came out saying that she is the lady that was on the plane is not the lady that was on the plane. And anybody who thinks that she is, I'm very disappointed.
Because it's autistic face blindness. That's probably what it is.
Completely different.
They were
staring
at the tits.
Completely different coloring of the skin and the hair.
And her fucking face is like way sharper.
Totally different.
It's Jewier. The lady who's...
The new lady?
The new lady that's presenting way herself. Mm-hmm. Jewier. The other one looked Italian.
The other one looks like she could have been one of my cousins.
Yeah. Your one like cousin. Really, I don't want to have docs or anything, but yeah.
Right, yeah. Like really looked like one of my cousins. So when I saw the other lady, I'm like, she looks not... Her. Right, exactly. Yeah. She's nothing. Because maybe I can see it because... I share some type of DNA with that lady who was on the plane or something. Like it's something from whatever country where we cross over.
But if you see all these replacements of people all the time, It's obvious no one calls it out except for the schizo community. But there's more people calling it out.
But a lot of the schizo community totally thinks that she's the lady that was on the plane.
Well, like I said, they're staring at her fucking boobs. And they just they think they're going to hook up with her. That's what it is. They want it to be her. They want her to be safe so they can, I don't know, run into her to, you know, meet and greet or something. And she'll be totally in love with this Apu memes. Some shit like that. I don't know. Soy Jax. He does really good Soy Jax. That's one of the reasons you fell in love with me.
Because you're...
Cutting edge Soy Jax. Yeah, I was doing Soy Jax like years ago. Probably late 90s, really. But
early 2000s.
Drawing gay faces of people. Yeah, I've been doing that since like third grade. Doing people crying. I've been drawing people Soy Jax for decades. So yeah, it's just weird. This whole thing is weird. We have all these different angles. We have these social media stories. And the people aren't even fished. You know, there's nobody knows what's going on. We got a story and it's still developing. And Biden's already said all the money's going in. So we know what that means. This is totally fishy. Especially with Russia going on, the whole Moscow shooting. And like I said, I don't think this is a Putin retaliation, because I think this was in the works. That Ryan Garcia guy, the MMA fighter who supposedly got taken to Bohemian Grove and shown like some of the rituals. I don't know if you were paying attention to that a couple weeks ago. Okay, well, long story short, some MMA guy, he said he was brought and given this opportunity to join the Illuminati, and he rejected it, and now he was talking about, now he's telling everybody about it. You know, shit we've known for fucking years, getting it in the normie sphere. He apparently had some deleted tweet that says something bad is going to happen to Baltimore on March 26th, 2024. This was like a week ago or something, or 2 weeks ago.
Huh.
And he deleted it.
Hmm. Whatever it is that happened, you were saying, like, could it be retaliation? I doubt it, because I don't think that anything that really... I doubt that it's Russian retaliation, because it's all fake and gay.
Yeah, yeah. This was meant to happen. This dude's got this thing. They're letting the normies into the whole secret. The Q community is apeshit. And there's a lot of really... But I don't even know... Because people make these claims, oh, this was 1717 at... Where's your source material for that? This is just a tweet. You're just trying to push some numbers together. I need a source that says that there were 17,170 units of... You know what I'm saying? They use, for the Q proofs, they'll use numbers and something to prove that, oh, white hats are in control. Simulation just does that shit with numbers, you could say. Whatever. But they're firing it up, and there are a lot of theories out there and a lot of people doing the same thing they always do. All the grifters are out. They're going to surf this psyop to death.
Yeah, at this point, so fresh after it's happened, there really is no information that I'm coming across trying to explain why or what happened. So I'm sure it's obviously under investigation, because it totally wasn't a false flag.
At the same time, we can't get caught up in how it was done or who did it at this point. It already happened.
Mm-hmm.
The bridge is in the water. No amount of finding out specifically how many bolts they unscrewed does shit. Watch where the money goes. Watch who benefits from this disaster, and you will know who did it. Just like 9/11. That's all the information we needed to know. Who benefited from this? That's who did it. Find them and waterboard them. And you'll find, you know, that's all you have to do. There's no reason to get caught up. Because all I'm thinking with a disaster like this is everybody wanting to do the whole, was it lasers? Were there planes on 9/11? I heard it was brought down with dudes. It fucking doesn't matter. Doesn't matter that it's 20 years later, you know, 20 some years later. And none of that shit matters at this point. You got a bunch of people arguing.
They did it. Mm-hmm.
What matters is it was done and who benefited from it and what's happening from that. How can we stop this wave? You know, this wall of water coming from these decisions that they made. Because I have a feeling that this is something that happened to major infrastructure in America. It's a big fucking deal.
Mm-hmm.
We're just so jaded right now. We got crying white girls on TikTok after Nogs punch them out. And they're just saying men and trying to blame it on men when we all know punches random women in the street or in the subway of New York. that going on, all this other shit, Biden just being Biden, the whole insanity of our government. We gotta really think, a fucking bridge collapsed.
Yeah.
And we're really lucky that this didn't happen in the middle of the day or during rush hour.
That's true. That's true. So what's the impact going to be on the supply chain?
Well, not only the supply chain, you're going to have people out of jobs. I think there's like 144,000 jobs attached to that port. So some of them are going to go or be laid off. And that's fucking awful because those are families now probably had decent pay being a dock worker and shit like that. I know it's backbreaking. It's fucking rough work, man. It's some of the hardest work I could think of. You know, just drudgery and day in and day out and all that stuff like that. How hard it is on you and your body. Those guys are going to be out. And they're going to, what, now be on unemployment? Maybe, maybe not. You don't know. Like, weird shit's happening. They're just not having stuff. Things aren't available anymore. There is a crisis of incompetency. That's another thing people want to talk about with this. You just don't want to admit that people are incompetent. I believe that, too. I believe all you need to do is tip a domino and you're a terrorist attack. You know, if you see one of those, what, Goldberg machines? Mm-hmm. Like the mousetrap game?
Rube Goldberg
machines. You know, and if you put the ball bearing in to start it, you started it, even if it's just a Rube Goldberg machine. Right. And that's what this could be. It's just like the perfect storm of Tardism. You know, a fucking Pajit crew. I guess he's Ukrainian, the captain. The boats. The dolly is, I guess, an Indian. Flies under a Singapore flag or whatever, Indian flag. Or the crew's Indian, but the captain's out of the Ukraine. So there's that whole thing. But I don't even know. Is that just some shit some asshole made up real quick? How hard is it to do? To just make up the idea, oh, this is the captain. We ID'd him.
Yeah.
How? You got the file? Show me a link. How did you find this out? Because I see a lot of that shit on TikTok. You know, things that, there'll be things marked with the FOI, you know, Freedom of Information Act stamp or something where you could, oh, it's a government, it's a government document. Why would this person be lying about it? Then there's all this schizo adjacent shit that are these secret documents that are just more Hollywood bullshit. I guess we're getting back to that. If it seems like Hollywood bullshit, like with the trucker brother-in-law who could have gone to dinner with her the day before and lived. I found that one was bullshit because they're like, look at the truck fall into the water, and I watched that damn video zoomed in for 5 or 6 times and I didn't see a truck go in or anything.
No, there is a semi that crosses it, but he makes it across. So you told me about that video.
That's what I thought he was.
And then I started watching and I'm watching the semi and I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, it's him.
No, go, go. And then he makes it. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, good. It's a happy ending. That's awesome.
Yeah, I know. Good for that guy. Seriously, that was just moments before.
All we would have to do.
Lucky guy.
Is will collectively all these gay things to have silly outcomes. You know, the power of creation, you know, memeing reality. We should just, every time they do one of these false flags, we should just get silly with our creative energy and, you know, finds out nobody died during the collapse. They were saved by the Easter fucking, but the fucking Easter Bunny saved them. I don't know where I'm going with that. I think it'd be kind of funny if we could do some Looney Tunes shit.
To their
plans.
Their schemes.
Their schemes, which comes through rituals, which they use our energy to do it.
Yeah, which is interesting.
Movies are rituals.
Like CNN says around 1:30.
Yeah, they didn't want to say 1:28 because they know some fucking schizo is going to pop that in the Gematria website that's been around since 2002 with the same freaking, you know, type of font and that shit. And they're going to figure out that it means, you know, shipping disaster. So it's, we haven't even hit the eclipse yet, Carrie Mary.
Mm.
We already got whole fucking bridges, man. But that is going to affect a lot of stuff. So getting back to it, you got the dock workers that are out of work. Commuters to jobs otherwise. Who else uses that bridge? I guess I'd have to look into that. Do they get to other types of jobs over that bridge? I mean, they would have to. Because someone was bitching about now their commute going from like a half an hour to now they got to go around that whole body of water and it's going to add like 30 to 40 minutes onto their drive. And that is what hit me in the ass with this. That is the real impact of stuff like this. It's not just the job loss. You might even keep your job, but now it takes you 25 minutes to a half hour longer to get to work and get home. And after a while, that becomes background noise. So that's no longer an initial, like, this fucking sucks because that bridge, I got to do an extra 25 minutes back and forth every day. You know, it equals an extra hour. After fucking a few weeks, it's background noise and your life is just shittier. Your quality is just down. You're losing a whole hour. 1/24th of your day is devoted to extra time because some rich cocksuckers are afraid of their comeuppance and gotta grift money for last minute underground layers to save themselves.
Yeah.
Rock cried out, no hiding place. And I can't hide. Not forever.
With that, we're gonna break to a commercial.
Hi there, folks. I'm Dennis Stevens, CEO and founder of Tourette's Burgers and Shakes, bitch bastard! Bitch bastard! And I'm here to announce our expansion in the southeastern Wisconsin cocksucker area! For those of you not familiar, bitch bastard, Tourette's Burgers and Shakes, we only use the localist ingredients from our fresh baked bun shit fuck bitch bastard. To our hormone-free organic burger patties. Everything comes directly from the farm fucker trucker to your table. So if you've never tried a Tourette's burger, bitch bastard, stop on by our brand new location in Racine, Wisconsin. Polly want a cracker? Fuck you, bitch!
Come on down to Tourette's Burger and Shakes, bitch bastard. Alright, Carrie, let's head over to the Schizo Zone.
Sounds like a plan.
Alright.
You are now entering the Schizo Zone.
Welcome to the Schizo Zone, ladies and gentlemen.
I want
to
talk about Bigfoot tonight. Not too much. I don't want to go crazy about it, but I've been seeing a lot of stuff on online, mostly my feed on TikTok right now. Pretty
TikTok.
Interesting. Yeah, I know. I spent far too much time on there. But this is why there's a lot of great Bigfoot pictures and sightings and new assessments on old footage.
Yeah.
I saw an anatomist review the Gimlin-Patterson footage, the famous one where he falls off the horse and it's kind of like it's supposed to be a female and it's walking off and it turns and looks
at him right and then continues on her way.
Yeah, they did.
He's like freaking out.
Yeah, yeah. It was the horse. The horse was spooked. He falls off the horse because the Sasquatch spooked the horse.
While he was filming it, he fell off the horse?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I believe that's how it went down.
Interesting.
You know, and that thing was attacked all over.
Yeah.
For being a hoax.
Right from the start.
And now with newer technologies and things like that, they've stabilized the footage. Mm-hmm. They've looked at it more. And this anatomist was looking at the footage and noticed right away, as far as like a hoax, a man in a suit. I think the man in a suit thing has been debunked, a long time ago. No matter how many deathbed confessions.
I was just going to say, yeah. Although supposedly.
Yeah, yeah. When
somebody, so somebody like lived their life, did this hoax.
Yeah.
Had a family, and the one thing that they really care about at that last moment of life.
Telling everybody it was bullshit.
Is to just let everybody know that they were the hoaxer.
Yeah, and they had the guy who did the Planet of the Apes makeup and special effects, and he said there's just no way. You could see the muscles rippling, and now they've enhanced some of the footage a little bit more, and you can see where there's a herniated muscle on the leg and a tendon that, the anatomist was saying, wow, this person who put this together knew a whole shitload about anatomy. Not only are they a great artist, apparently, if this is a hoax, this person knows about all the little tendons and the movements that they would make and the flexes they would make during certain movements, like walking and stuff like that. And it was just pretty amazing how accurate that kind of hoax would have to be. It's impossible to say it's a hoax and it's a man in a suit, especially with the footage stabilized.
Yeah. I just recently saw that.
I've talked about the gait before.
Really cool.
You can't walk like that.
Right.
It's just a different way.
Yeah, it's just a
their
totally
bodies are built.
Skeletal
their skeletal
structure
is built differently, and musculature too. They're gonna have overdeveloped or underdeveloped, probably overdeveloped everything, but certain muscle groups because of how what they do out in the wild. You know, we were much different when we're, you know, less civilized. Our, you know, muscles and stuff like that are...
I wonder if we do change. You know, like how when a pig gets released into the wild, turns into a hog?
I would think so.
If we get released into the wild, what we do we like turn orcish, into?
Barbaric.
I don't know. Dogmen.
Dogmen. I don't know about that. But this Bigfoot, this new analysis I thought was really interesting. And it led me down a lot of other sightings, like videos, just still footage, trail cams and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That are incredible, in my opinion. Because there's always the skeptics that are hollering about, oh, you know, if UFOs or if Bigfoot's real or Loch Ness Monster, nowadays with the proliferation of really great cameras, you know, on our phones and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get pictures. How come nobody does? Well, they have been getting video footage and pictures, and I'm sure there are some hoaxes. One of my rules about figuring out right away if something is a hoax is if it seems to be, there's no story around it. If it's just the footage and a caption saying, this footage was taken in the woods in North Carolina. That, I don't believe that crap. I'm going to look at it like a hoax right off the bat. But if it's somebody like, yeah, I took this video footage when I was out hunting. Because that's what a lot of guys that have done it, they're not even in the Sasquatch hunting field. They're literal hunters or woodsmen that are doing other videos, survival videos or just nature videos, where they're not even looking for these things, but they find them in the background of the footage. And one guy's describing how to build a shelter or something like that. And in the back, there's something in the distance that is fucking big, because when he goes back to where this thing is standing at, it has to be a good 8 to 9 feet tall for where the thing's head was. And it was a conical shaped head, which apparently they do have. I don't know if all of them do. I don't know if there's just like one stock Bigfoot. I would assume there'd be variations, like races amongst them. I would just assume that, unless they're an offshoot race of mankind.
Well, remember that one video we watched? They were discussing how some of the folklore, supposed folklore of the natives, it varies from the Bigfoot being friendly,
mm-hmm.
kind to them, stewards, giving,
yeah,
to being monsters,
predatory,
stealing babies,
stealing the
stuff.
Babies and the women, and
mm-hmm. yeah. And then how it was presented in the video was like, well, you know, when think about humans, like we have kind humans and
yeah, exactly.
humans that would do horrible things to people. So, of course, yeah, they're going to have a similar variety of.
And you do hear the different stories of the different descriptions of a similar creature. And they're not always huge. Some of them, I think Orrin Pendak is only about 5 feet tall. But it's definitely, it's, can't remember where it was found, but it, you know, they have like swamp, skunk apes, swamp apes, stuff like that. And they're just slightly different in their descriptions. But it'd be like if you were coming across human beings, you'd see differences in them. But they're the same thing. And like you said, good and evil would exist with them.
Mm-hmm.
We get the cool ones. I heard they like tobacco.
Well, and the gifts. Stories around here, aren't there... stories around here, aren't they on that side?
The benevolent shepherds of... Yeah, yeah, I've never heard out here that, yeah, those aren't like the cannibalistic ones that steal your stuff mm-hmm. away. I think that's more out west, like out in California, like where you were when you were hitchhiking.
Yeah.
I guess it would be, right?
When I was hitchhiking for 7 years.
Young.
Long story.
Long story.
We won't get into that.
No.
So I was out there going from, it would have been like Arcata, Eureka area, inland to the Trinity River. I can't remember the name of the town right there. I'm sure somebody out there knows, mm-hmm. but... it's where if you follow the Trinity River north, you're going to hit the Klamath River. So you're going through, you all can look up on a map, Hoopa Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Hoopa Valley. We were the town just south of Hoopa Valley is where we were at. And there's like, there's Bigfoot statues in like almost every town in that area around there. And the locals, they don't act like, oh, this is just a superstition. All of the locals are like, no, this is fucking real.
Anybody who lives around it knows it's real.
This is real. So I ended up running into this was a really odd story. So I'm down on the Trinity River. There's a guy across the river that legit looks like a hobo. Dude has a handkerchief tied to a stick.
A bindle.
And he's got a fucking bindle. Walking across the river and kind of like using that stick to like help him walk across the river, totally drenching his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we started up a conversation with him. I actually had the same birthday as him, oddly enough.
Strange.
But he was from there, and he was Native American, I think part Native American, yeah. At least half, probably half Native American. Anyway, enough that he was welcome into that tribe because there was a reservation on the other side. Like if you go through the Hoover Valley, well, I guess that would have been part of the reservation. But as you get to the north side of that, it's like where civilization is. And that's where he was from. And he said specifically to get a ride through Hoopa Valley, do not walk because Bigfoot is there. And he looked at me and he was like, and he will take you.
Jesus.
So I was like, okay, we are hitchhiking through. And we did. A young Native couple took us through Hoopa Valley.
Thank God you didn't get fucking stolen and molested by Bigfoot, babe. I didn't have to go find you.
You'd have to go fight Bigfoot.
I fucking get fight me 20 back. Bigfoots for you, baby.
Aw. You're so sweet.
So that right then and there, I mean, local culture. It's not folklore, it's culture. Local culture dictates certain steps are taken, precautions are taken when dealing with this thing. And I've heard the same thing with the people who live out in the sticks of the Pacific Northwest, that you just have to deal with it. And those ones out there, too, I don't think are... They have a more adversarial, aggressive... You get more aggressive stories, anecdotes out of that area, I've noticed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the stories that we heard in the videos we were watching, I can't remember what it was, because we've watched a lot of Bigfoot videos.
Yeah, it just runs together after 40 years for me.
Anyway, it stood out to me because they started talking about the Hoopa Bigfoot. And they said that the lore is that they would come into the towns and they would take babies and stuff.
Yeah.
So, not good Bigfoot out there.
No, not good. But, yeah, like I was saying, though, you know, before about finding out what's a hoax. And I think it's more dangerous with AI being a thing now. Because you're going to get a lot of that stuff. So, look, if it's too good to be true, Bigfoot stole my skateboard. And he's like, you know, like Bart Simpson, eat my shorts, man. That's probably fake. It's probably AI generated.
Probably. Yeah, because we do know that if he's stuff doing like that's planted.
The slide, the electric slide or something. Or
you know, right, it's probably not.
Harlem, whatever.
He's wearing clothes.
Yeah.
It might not be Bigfoot.
Party on, dudes. It's Bigfoot. He's like in a Hawaiian shirt and some shorts. The 80s would do that. I think Harry and the Hendersons probably had something
like that. Probably something like that. I really liked that movie when I was a kid.
The movie was fine. They did a TV show on it. It was just kind of... couple years later, I think. I was too old for it.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Just didn't hit right.
But
I think the dad from Alf was
in the TV show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Weren't you I gotta just look into it.
Talking about him the other day being a
crackhead gay sex, the
Yikes.
Homeless man.
What?
Black homeless man. Yeah. Yeah, Willie from Elf, that mild-mannered Elf. He was into taking homeless crackheads and banging them and smoking crack with them. It led to his death at a younger age, like 60 or something. No shit, right? Who would have thought unprotected gay sex with homeless men and crack don't equal a healthy lifestyle? Should have been hanging out with Bigfoot. Probably be safer.
Yeah, as long as it was the good Bigfoot.
The good Bigfoot, not the rapist Bigfoot. The gay rapist Bigfoot. That's something you got to look out for. Because you can't really stop it. What are you going to do?
Yeah, they're just stronger than
something
us.
Something 8 to 9 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
Because you hear about people getting messed with. You know, there's stories from the mid-1800s of mining camps out west being attacked with rocks and stuff like that. You know, a miner shot a Bigfoot.
Mm.
And that night, their cabin was attacked with rocks. Yeah.
Mm.
And they had like a gunfight with them. They're shooting out. It was back in 1840s, 1850s.
Crazy.
So yeah, they are a real thing. And some of these videos I've seen are pretty good. Because, like I said, they're not necessarily Bigfoot hunting videos. And even some of those guys are doing it in high activity areas. And they're getting some decent stuff. It is out there. Yeah, the people in the higher traffic areas. There's one guy who's out there... actually interacting with them, leaving them gifts.
Yeah,
apparently the way he explained it, they build structures, mm-hmm. and he's shown some of these, and I'm sure he could have built them himself. This could be like some real weird schizophrenic for YouTube clicks. It seems like a lot of effort, and he's not really getting a whole lot back to do all it, mm-hmm. you know? But there was like what appeared to be a communal structure, and then in the areas around it were what appeared to be the size for families, and they're just, you know, like branches and stuff, kind of A-framed in a weird way with grasses and stuff all over around. It's obviously built intelligent builders,
mm-hmm.
And he was just kind of going around, but he would leave a beach ball, and they would give him whatever they found or something like that. I don't know.
And he would leave them gifts. Would it be like tobacco, to, like a truce, like
it was something that eating him, somebody that who squared him away on these things. You know, his mentor in this whole looking for him wasn't really a mentor, just someone who knew the lore about them.
Just recommended it.
Recommended that if you were going to go poking around where they live,
that
you're going to be poking around their babies, and you might not always get the same group of Sasquatch coming through, because these appear to be migratory shelters. Like,
interesting.
Like houses that they build and maintain, and then as their clan or whatever moves on, another one may or may not occupy it for a while. It might be seasonal. It might be right away. Is how he was explaining this. And during the video, he just stops. And he's like, oh, wow. He's talking to the guy who's filming, his brother or something. Brother or son, I can't remember. He's like, oh, I can see him right there. There's a whole family. And if you really look, there's something there. And it appeared to be too realistic. That it wasn't like cartoonish. It wasn't like a gorilla mask or something. The features appeared to be humanoid. You know, I could see, but not. But different. Big giant head. When you think about how big these things are, just sitting there, the mass, you know, and that's a lot of the times why he said they would leave the gifts. It's just because he didn't know if they would have babies, and they're extra aggressive, you know, when you're around their little ones.
Yeah, well,
which I, so you know, am I. Everything is. Yeah, exactly. But interesting things like that. Like, why would you hoax with that much lore? Like, write a fucking book about some elves or some shit then. If you're going to get that creative.
Yeah.
I just think it's interesting because it makes sense, too. And you would, if your family's been there for a long time, you would have to learn how to coexist with them. Or hunt them out. I would bet that happened a lot, too. They were just hunted out. But I am worried about that with the proliferation of AI, that these kind of truth-seeking missions, Bigfoot, dogmen, cryptids in general, which is, I think, an important field of study. We need people who are schooled in the ways of this to start looking at it seriously, so they can lend their big fucking brains to this instead of just dismissing it because it doesn't fit with the established Smithsonian type original story kind of shit.
See, I do think Bigfoot's one of the easier ones for just regular people to be like, oh yeah, I think that's real.
Yeah. I think a real arrogant prick doesn't believe in Bigfoot. I never seen old Bigfoot down at my job.
Right? He's never been out of the city.
Bigfoot pay my bills? I don't give a fuck. You know, that kind of guy? Bigfoot doesn't pay my fucking bills. Fuck Bigfoot. Because I'm surprised they're not doing it with UFOs. They probably are. There's probably a lot of things that just go under the radar for me. There's too much stuff coming out now. Too much alternative, what would you call it, alt-reality?
Like the TikTok videos just, that you're watching where it's just
UFO, not real. Supernatural shit. Paranormal shit, I guess, is the best word.
Okay. And, you know, I thought you were saying, like,
I would think Bigfoot until it is shaking hands with on the White House lawn, damn it. You know, until it's got a suit and tie and addresses the UN and asks for Gibbs. I'm going to put that in paranormal.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I've been around this shit long enough to know I believe in Bigfoot, but it's still paranormal.
Yeah.
You're still going to be sifting through a lot of bullshit studying it. And like I said, these AI videos are probably really easy to make. But you know when you're looking at it too, if it's AI generated, it's just got that weird feel, inhuman feel. You just know. It's not just the hands. It is, but it's not just you counting seven fingers on one hand. No,
you can like feel it and then things are off and extra legs are there. You know,
not even that, just looking at a good one. You're like, there's still something there. You're like, not quite capturing it.
Yeah.
Demon.
Yeah, just burn exactly.
It. I just destroy the image. Whatever.
You just smash your phone.
Whoever phone I see it on. TV.
You smash their phone.
Graven images. Smash shit. So I really do think, I think it's out there.
Yeah, I think so too.
And I wonder, with all the weird shit that's happening, are we going to have like a fucking encounter? Like one of those undeniable things. Is that going to be part of it? Bigfoot's going to attack some small town. A coordinated Bigfoot attack on a small... It's a good movie. I bet you Sci-Fi's done that, the Sci-Fi channel. They've had to have made a Bigfoot movie where the coordinated attack on a small town. If not, I'm going to write it this weekend and we'll try to sell it to them.
That sounds good.
Herbie Schinkelstein will be my name. Okay.
I like it.
All right. Try to get my foot
it'll
in the
sell.
Door.
It'll sell. Yeah. That'll get you in there for sure.
Yes.
You're so silly. I love you. And with that, we are going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
The bubbles comes out his tummy like that. Because the mammoth goes to the fishy pole. Now we get out. Now the jellyfish will get you to eat you in the face. Jellyfish is pink. He actually opens his mouth up here. It looks like a skin like that. I can eat him like his tummy. I don't know.
Well, it's that time again, ladies and gentlemen. Time to say goodbye.
Gotta say goodbye. It's the end of it. We're gonna go do some more Easter stuff with the boys. I hope you enjoyed that little joke. It's a little Jerry Clower joke. My take on it, my homage to it. I obviously don't think I can do him quite the justice that he could do.
But it's a good joke.
It's a good joke. I just want to make you guys laugh. So, yeah, have a great week. Have a great Easter.
Thank you so much for joining us.
And we love you guys. Have a good one.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.